You're listening to SBS News.
Might get your photo as well, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Jamie Lamb is showing SBS News around his old home, Mascot Towers. These days, he only sees his home behind high fences.
It's actually quite heartbreaking.
There was no warning. We knew that there was problems just a couple of weeks before, and they were trying to rectify that. And all of a sudden, we just got the phone call in the middle of the night saying that the building's been evacuated.
Mr. Lamb is one of more than 130 households affected by the building's closure over safety concerns. As an investor, he hasn't been eligible for emergency rental assistance from the New South Wales government.
Because for the past 2 years, we've been living under so much stress. We've been living in limbo, not knowing what would become of this saga.
2 years ago, the state government brought in tougher construction regulations. But Mr. Lamb says the 12-year-old building falls outside their scope, meaning that he and other owners are not protected by current laws.
Very angry, desolate, helpless, because you really don't expect this to happen in Australia. You'd think, as myself, as an owner investor at this stage, you understand that all investments have their inherent risks, but there's nothing that could have prepared us for what happened to Mascot Towers. There's nothing that could have predicted it.
Gary Deegan is the chairperson of the Mascot Towers Owners Corporation and also an owner of one of the apartments.
Absolutely, it's a living nightmare. You know, like I said, you know, families haven't got anywhere to go home to at night. We're living like nomads. My wife and I are living out of a suitcase, you know, because we thought originally we were going to be out of the building for 4 months, so we couldn't make any long-term plans, and then the 4 months became 6 months and then 12 months, and it's now been, you know, 2 years.
This week, residents voted to start working towards a collective sale looking into a $42 million offer from a developer for the property and land. That could mean a loss of between 70 and 80% on an apartment, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars for many owners. Mr. Deegan feels like he has little choice.
I believe the majority is in favour of the collective sale. Now, my opinion, if we don't sell, we'll end up with nothing. And there'll be more bankruptcies. At least with a collective sale, most people will get something out of the wreck and be able to move on with their lives.
Owners are paying anywhere from $18,000 to $42,000 each year just to cover the remediation loan and levies. But for some owners, like Jenny, a migrant Australian from China who asked SBS not to use her real name, a collective sale would likely cause bankruptcy. 2 years on, she hasn't been able to tell her parents what's happened.
My parents, they still don't know about what's happened. Like, they don't know this at all. They still think their daughter's happy, working hard. I just don't have the courage to tell them what I'm currently going through.
Justin, a fellow migrant from China who also asked SBS not to use his real name, says if the collective sale goes through, he, his wife and their elderly parents will be destitute and living on the street.
I used to be a guy that's considered to be very tough and very optimistic, but this is something that hit me really hard. I'm trying to get on my feet right now, not myself, but my wife. My family, they are the ones that's taking the most heat. So I actually worry about them a lot.
The owners have called on the government to step in and offer a $25 million loan to cover the cost of repairing the towers, which the government's rejected. Justin says he's devastated.
The government failed us. The system failed us badly. It's extremely devastating. I just want to find some help in here, but I really in a state of lost. not sure how to move on.
In a statement, New South Wales Minister for Better Regulation, Kevin Anderson, says the government remains committed to providing rent assistance to owner-occupiers and tenants until September this year, but that discussions around the building's sale are a private matter.